Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Election Central on WBBM News Radio. Local reporting from the Democratic National Convention at United Center.
It is day three of the Democratic National Convention right here in Chicago. During last night's session, former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama were the featured speakers. In addition to speaking from the main podium, Governor Pritzker also announced Illinois' vote to nominate Kamala Harris during the traditional roll call of states. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore is inside the UC.
When it came time for Illinois to cast its delegates' vote, State Democratic Party Chair Lisa Hernandez passed the mic to Governor J.B. Pritzker, who did the usual celebratory recitation.
The great state of Illinois, the prairie state, home of four presidents, including President Barack Obama. The birthplace of skyscrapers and the adopted home of Superman. The cornerstone of the Midwest Blue Wall. The first state to ratify the 13th Amendment ending slavery.
And when it was over, he said the state casts 176 votes for Kamala Harris. At the United Center, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz is the main speaker tonight. WBBM News Radio 105.9 will carry it live.
And dozens of protesters were arrested after a confrontation with police outside the Israeli consulate in the West Loop last night.
Let us go!
The arrests followed some protesters walking into a line of police officers at Madison and Clinton. A spokesperson for the National Lawyers Guild says 72 people were arrested. The Israeli consulate issued a statement saying it was appalled to see the violence in front of their offices.
Stay tuned to WBBM for all the latest developments concerning the Democratic National Convention. You can also follow us on social media. Check the Election Central tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
A police standoff with a fugitive near the United Center that started yesterday afternoon is now over. WBBM's Nancy Hardy joins us live on the Newsline with the breaking news.
My, our partners over at CBS News Chicago report the man who had barricaded himself inside a restaurant yesterday, it has ended. Chicago Police News Affairs pledges to give us an update as soon as possible after the incident at Seafood Junction, a restaurant near Madison and Oakley, just blocks from the United Center. The U.S. Marshals Service says they've been looking for Joshua Zimmerman since June 14th, when he escaped from a courthouse in Mississippi. He's wanted for murder and armed robbery and was supposed to be extradited to Houston, Texas, where he's been charged with murder. We still don't know how he got to Chicago. Reporting live, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM. WBBM.
One man is dead after six men were shot in back of the yards. Police say two people came up on Ashland at 51st Street, started shooting at the men. They were standing outside. No word yet on any arrests or the identity of the man who died. At least one of the victims is in critical condition.
A West Suburban teacher is facing charges after allegedly sexually abusing a student more than two decades ago. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the Anchor Desk with the details.
My Cisco Westchester police say 54-year-old Don Chester was arrested Monday. In June of this year, a victim accused Chester of sexually abusing her while she was in the 6th and 7th grade at Westchester Middle School from 1998 to 2000. Now, investigators say Chester was reportedly the victim's teacher and coach. She resigned in 2000 and had been working as a teacher in Berkeley, Illinois since. According to detectives, Chester started showing personal interest in the victim when she was a student, writing her dozens of letters and notes, organizing time for them to be alone, and touching the victim in a sexual manner. Westchester police say they reached out to Berkeley school officials who put Chester on administrative leave after learning of the investigation and allegations. Chester has since been charged with aggravated criminal sexual abuse. Live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago murder suspect eluded police for hours, but was eventually arrested in Lake County.
The man, identified as 38-year-old Osceola Little, was being pursued by police. He was driving a pickup and had a female passenger. There was a crash near Route 14 and Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. Both ran. The Lake County Sheriff's Office put out an alert telling people to avoid the area. It said a Chicago homicide suspect was loose and possibly armed. The woman was caught nearby. Little was on the run for several hours. Police from multiple agencies were part of the manhunt, so were drones, canines, and a helicopter. They cornered Little in an industrial building, and eventually he gave up. Police said two guns were recovered. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh List.
I hope your morning's off to a fine start. Every little bit counts for the wild card hopeful Cubs. Leading the Tigers just 2-1. It's the sixth inning at Wrigley.
Deep drive to left off the bat of Swanson. It's got a chance. Gone. Dansby Swanson, a long home run to left.
For a 3-1 lead, Pat Hughes, 670 to score, and a win over Detroit, 3-1. Cody Bellinger smacking a go-ahead two-run double in the fifth. Backup Javi Rasad. Save number two for Porter Hodge. Jameson Taillon tosses to the Tigers at Wrigley tonight. They're 5.5 games out of a wild card. Well, kind of like that phone you dropped overboard in the lake over the summer. The White Sox keep on sinking, losing for the 30th time in 33 games to the Giants out west, 4-1. Davis Martin walks in the Giants' tie-breaking run in the third inning, and that's 14 straight series losses and a winning percentage of .236. That puts the Sox on pace for the worst record ever, 38-124. They've got Garrett Crochet on the mound at San Francisco at 2:45 today. The All-Star Crochet hasn't won since June 7th. The Bears are confident Caleb Williams is ready for the regular season, so most starters, including the rookie quarterback Williams, will not play in the exhibition finale at Kansas City tomorrow night. His preseason numbers, 10 of 20, 170 yards, no TDs, no interceptions, and a highlight 7-yard rushing touchdown for Williams. In the WNBA, a sold-out crowd of over 19,000 filled out TD Garden in Boston, home of the Celtics, to see the Connecticut Sun beat the Sparks 69-61. The Sky are in Boston to play Connecticut Friday. The game's actually going to be up in Uncasville, Connecticut, at the 10,000-seat Mohegan Sun Arena, the Sky, on Friday at Connecticut. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Special report. Spirit High at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, celebrating presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
The night began with a music-driven piece of business, a state-by-state roll call to officially nominate Harris and running mate Tim Walz, with a unique tune for each, and in some cases, celebrity appearances.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe, former President Barack Obama, addressed the crowd, arguably upstaged by wife Michelle.
America, hope is making a comeback.
Among those taking aim at Republican rival Donald Trump, former Trump White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham.
Behind closed doors, Trump mocks his supporters. He calls them basement dwellers.
Grisham, among a handful of prominent Republican women, publicly switching their vote to Harris. Harris speaks tomorrow. CBS News Special Report, I'm Vicki Barker.
Meantime, a vibrant voice is rallying young voters during the DNC.
You may know Ben de la Creme from her appearance on RuPaul's Drag Race and massive social media presence, but this week she's turning the spotlight from her dazzling performances to civic engagement.
Our real intention this election is to get Gen Z more engaged in the political process and to get them registered to vote and get them to get out the vote.
Speaking to young voters at the DNC, Ben de la Creme says the LGBTQ plus community's come a long way in recent years, but those hard-won victories aren't guaranteed.
And the 500-plus anti-LGBTQ plus bills that were, you know, being pushed forward in the last year, flooding the lower court system, only one needs to make it to the Supreme Court, and we saw that with Roe versus Wade as well. This is just one of the ways that this intersectionality is so important, and we have to support each other. We have to hold each other's burdens so we can all make it through.
At McCormick Place, Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Kendall County Sheriff's Police want the public to help them find the people responsible for the theft of a vehicle and damage to an ATM at the Heartland Bank on Union Street in Newark. Police say the vehicle was stolen from the first block of Front Street between 11 Sunday and 2 a.m. Monday. It was later found in a farm field along with Townhouse Road. Anyone with security video is asked to contact the Kendall County Sheriff's Police.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.